passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
Final hour has arrived, and we are really raring to go here. All caller hour. We've had a lot of guests here. Let's get to the phones. Elliot is up next.
Hey, Paul, I got a true confession for you. Here's the deal. I have an SEC hater website. I'm not going to promote it here, but I'll tell you, the two games that got me last year because I'm focusing so much on the SEC was Alyssa Lang talking about South Carolina, how exciting games were in that, and then watching South Carolina beat Tennessee, and then watching Tennessee beat Alabama. It was a phenomenal year, so much so that I took down my site for a while. I was so excited about the SEC. And then this year came up, and I'm rejuvenated that things aren't going to be as good. I'm still an SEC hater. So what games this year will bring me to the dark side? What two games or one game this year is going to bring me back?
Well, I refuse to participate in anyone that has a website that promotes propaganda and garbage like yours. Why explain your website to all of us.
It's just the inequality that's happened over the years, and now it's turning around. I think with the NIL, and I think with the conference expansions, and I think with all the advertising deals, things are going to turn around. The SEC isn't what it used to be.
Oh, really?
And
you're basing that on, what, 4 weeks of football?
I think it's not just 4 weeks. I think it's the beginning of the end. Is it over for the SEC? Well, you just said, look, you just talked about where these schools are going to go and how the SEC is going to take these big state schools, which means Big Ten could get Clemson. They could get Florida State. What's going to happen
Elliot,
then?
You're a Big Ten guy. Tell me how Clemson fits into the Big Ten motif.
Well, it doesn't sound, from what I hear you say, that it fits into the SEC.
Well, by the way, I got news for you. I'm a talk show host. I don't make those decisions.
Understandable.
So I don't know whether Clemson would be in the SEC or not. I'm just saying that it depends on how many availabilities there are. And right now, the SEC seems pretty happy with 16. They're not, they're not taking orders from a television network in terms of where to go, like the Big Ten is.
Well, I think the television networks makes it pretty attractive. I think that draws a lot. I think that's money speaks.
Well, if Fox was so serious about making the Big Ten more attractive, they got USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington. When are they going to get rid of some of the trash that they have?
Well, there's trash everywhere, Paul.
But the Big Ten has more trash than most. I mean, I can think of about eight or nine schools that I would kick out if it was simply a television decision.
Well, at what point was Maryland trash? And guess who we guess
not,
who Maryland
Maryland,
has as
Maryland was not on my trash list.
Yeah, but at one point they were, and because of the NIL and the transfer portal, quarterbacks can go anywhere. Quarterbacks can end up at Nebraska. Quarterbacks can end
Elliot, it seems to me that most of the better quarterbacks have gone to the Pac-12, including one from your conference.
Yeah, and guess who's coming to our conference? Washington, who's killing it. USC, who's killing it. Heisman candidates.
Sadly, Elliot, those quarterbacks won't be there. I know you've been busy hating on the SEC, but you might want to keep up with contemporary college football.
It attracts new talent, and it's no longer about the SEC. Here's one thing: what could happen, Paul, is the SEC could have
Elliot, do me a favor. I don't really feel like I'm qualified to argue with someone of your knowledge, but I can tell you right now. Why don't you switch over to the Big Ten Network? Maybe you can call in their afternoon show.
That's why I'm on the border, Paul. Because of your show. You brought me to the dark side almost.
I'm sure the Big Ten Network probably has a really exciting Purdue, maybe Rutgers volleyball game on right now.
it's about true confessions. You almost had me. Alyssa Lang, like, pumping up SC and that night game in that stadium was amazing. Watching Tennessee and Alabama play was amazing. I'm on the borderline.
You know,
I'm
Elliot,
the middle of the road.
You know what's not
you
amazing?
Go.
Taking your phone calls. Let's check out John in St. Louis. Hello, John.
Paul, how are you doing, sir?
John, we're doing great.
Paul, I was going to step back here a couple, 3 days, and there was a young man who called up and was kind of get into a little bit of a circular flow, if you will, talking to you about Tim Tebow and Deion Sanders about faith and comments and such, and you challenged him pretty good, which is good, and you wanted him to give you specific examples about where he was coming from, and I can tell you right now, Paul, that I'm an avid radio listener and podcast, and I can tell you that over the last 10 to 15 years that Mr. Tebow has been put upon by a lot of different pretty high-profile networks. You know, you have CNN making fun of him, Jim Rome, you know, and even the BBC questioning his faith. And I just think it's kind of a mockery of, you know, making fun of Tim. And, you know, I never liked Florida football at all. But I can tell you that somebody should not be subjected to the kind of ridicule that he was put upon, like when he was with Denver. I remember when he threw the touchdown pass to beat a team in the playoffs. And everybody the next day came out and made fun about the divine intervention. But you know something, Paul? It comes down to wanting to compete. And he proved himself. And I just think that people who take advantage of those kind of situations, and I have no problem with Tim or with Coach Sanders. I think he's doing a great job out in Colorado. But, you know, people back off a little bit and give these people a little respect.
Well, John, I think what you said makes sense, but Tim understands when you are an athlete and you also promote your faith, you're going to get criticized. That's been going on since the beginning of time, not only because of you're an athlete, but people that talk about their faith who maybe aren't behind the pulpit. I've had a lot of friends who have gone through that, but all the people that I know that have been ridiculed for that don't care one bit. They know what's in their heart, and they know what they believe in and stand for.
Well, Paul, I can tell you one
thing. The only people
that
seem to care are people that call in shows.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I think people have picked on Tim Tebow. And I think Tim needs to hang his head high.
Well, but John, here's where, and I say this as a close friend of Tim's, and I don't think that's accurate. I mean, Tim's had a great life. He's doing what he enjoys doing. He spends most of the week traveling around the country. I don't know how people have written. I mean, none of that matters to Tim Tebow. All it does is make him more popular and stronger in what he stands for.
Over and out, Paul.
Over and out, John. Didn't mean to step on a good call there. Alex is in Louisiana. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Paul. I just wanted to ask you do you follow the point spreads?
I do not gamble, but I'm pretty aware of what the line is.
How do you feel about Texas A&M being favored 6.5 against Arkansas?
It seems high. if you want a non-handicapper's opinion?
Well, that sounds great.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm a student of all the, because these things do matter. There are certain coaches who are great against the spread, and then there are some who aren't. And I think there's an indicator there about trends and trajectory. So I do pay attention to it. To me, Arkansas is a school that is desperate and dying for a big win.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Another thing. I'm recently starting like a whole like podcast. Do you have any advice for me to like get started?
Well, tell me what the aim of the podcast is.
It's sports based. It's like me and a buddy of mine. We just go over like games and like statistics.
Well, the only thing I would say, and I know a lot, it's a very crowded field, and I think it's just like what we do here. What you want to do is something that is unique, something that separates you a little bit, and then once you do that, you have to figure out a way to disseminate that information so people will find it. I run into a lot of young people who are starting podcasts, but if you can't get people to pay attention, then you might as well go out in a forest and scream. So that's what I would encourage you to do. Have something unique. What type of platform will you be on?
Spotify, YouTube.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's where the action is. And I'll try to get people to listen to it, try to have something unique on there, maybe interview legend. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to. When are you going to start it?
We already started it. We've already got two followers, and that's not family or friends.
Okay. Well, here's what I would recommend to give you a jump start. Tell the audience, which is a couple of people right now watching and listening, how to find it, and maybe we can help you get going.
All right, thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, have a great rest of your day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I just gave Alex a chance to promote his podcast in front of, I don't know how many people are watching right now, but I'm guessing it's more than two, right? Is that what he said his followers are, right? I just gave him a chance to increase the reach of his podcast on a national television and radio platform. And you heard what he did with that opportunity. We'll take a short break.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back, and it has been an eventful afternoon here. But we have been missing someone, have we not? Not anymore. Legend is next.
What's up, my black cat brother? What you doing, baby?
Hello.
Man, I've been listening to the show, Paul. Good show today, man. A lot of great callers, a lot of great contact, except for Perry Mason from Louisiana. I had to give credit, Paul, that sports editor in the Alabama Department of Correction. That was kind of funny.
That was clever. I mean, Augie must have taken a break from chasing ambulances to come up with that one.
Yeah, I'm sure him and that old-ass geezer Jim stayed up all night long to get that little line there, talking about 3-4 hours last night to get that line. You know, Paul, it's funny, you know, when you think of White Trash Incorporated, Jim, I-Man, Daryl, and Jeff, ain't it funny that White Trash Incorporated has a lawyer? Woo! Yeah, come on there, Rudy. Man, I tell you what, Paul, have you ever seen a football game where you can't lose? Do you ever watch a game where no matter what happens in the game, Paul, you happy? You can't lose. Have you ever watched a game like that?
Something tells me you have a couple of those this weekend.
Hell yeah. The Auburn-Georgia game, I can't lose, Paul. I can't lose. This is beautiful. This is what football's meant to be right here, no matter how it goes. And wouldn't you agree, Paul, if Auburn keeps it within them 14.5 points, that's a major victory for Coach Freeze. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, but the question is, if Georgia scores 17 points, how does Auburn do that?
And that's my first pick of the week for F. Lee. We don't give a damn for Louisiana, since I'm officially 3-0. I'll take them Georgia Bulldogs minus 14.5, and I don't even care if I lose. It'll be worth making fun of them. Disgraceful, Georgia! Disgraceful! Muhammad Ali favored by 14.5 over Texcom. This is embarrassing. Hell, we favored by nearly as much over Mississippi State. And Mississippi State's a much better team than Auburn. Everybody knows that. Hell. Mm-mm. Yeah, I love it, Paul. And then there's that Tennessee-South Carolina game. Another game I can't lose. Yeah! Throw it to that goalpost in the river. Now you might get beat by South Carolina. The season's over with. You was back, Tennessee. You was back on the mountaintop carrying goalposts in the river. Now you're on the edge. Yep, you're on the edge. And hell, in South Carolina, you lose this. In your face, Cat Daddy. In your face. Can't lose, Paul. Can't lose those games right there, baby. You can't lose it, Paul. I love these kind of weekends right here, man. I love it. Then you got LSU and Ole Miss, Paul. Another can't lose game. Because if LSU loses, oh, I'm going to torch you, Brian Kelly. I'm going to torch you. And if Ole Miss loses, Skip, Pete, I'm going to burn y'all. Woo! Can't lose. Can't lose weekend right here, Paul. You can't lose it, baby. You can't lose it. This is some great damn college football. Get ready to tee it up, ladies and gentlemen. In the dirt, Mississippi State. You finna see. You know, Paul, this Alabama team, somebody asked me today, who you compare this team to? I said, this team reminds me of the 92 team. We might win 6-3. We might beat a Miami by 20 points, have that great game. But this team kind of really reminds me of that 92 team for some reason. I know they went undefeated, but this is an old-school similar team. We got
it. Hey, Legend, I remember being in Knoxville after they beat Tennessee saying, is this not the worst 6-0 team in America? They needed a punt return by David Palmer to beat Louisiana Tech.
Didn't they beat like Southern Miss 6-3 that year? Something
like that. Yeah, it was. You're right. That team struggled the whole season.
Whole season, but they had a great defense, just like this team, and they had a solid running game. Jay Barker was shaky as Don Knox and shakiest gun in the West. So they didn't know what Jay Barker may do week to week. Hell, he could. You know, he completed more passes to Miami than he did Alabama in the championship game. So, I mean, this team really reminds me of that 92 team. We might beat Mississippi State by one. We're going to beat them. We might beat them by 30. That's just the kind of team we are. But I like what I see, and hell yeah, for all the media in America, we back, baby. You can put that in the bank. Love you, Paul. Can't lose weekend! Damn. I even hope I would beat Georgia. No, wait a minute. Georgia beat Auburn. Does it matter? It don't matter. Elvis has left the bill.
Jim is next.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it, and I can hear it in your voice, but you're going to hear it unless you want to cut me off. But I'm going to, and it's a rare call because I'm doing everything I can not to call you anymore, and I'll tell you why as I talk right now. But you know what? That fool said we. They ain't no we about Legion being a part of that team. He ain't no part of that team, period. He might call himself a sidewalk fan, but that's nothing to do with a team. He's got nothing to do with that team except running very hard, sticking line, scummy mouth. He called me. Let me tell you something, pal. I know what I'm talking about. There's that background noise. You still putting that out, aren't you, Paul?
Jim, I
don't give a damn what you do. I'm not calling the show because I don't want to hear scumbag. You know what, Paul? You call this thing. This guy is just like what they talk about the Democrats. When they say the Democrats say about the Republicans exactly what the Democrats are, and that's what this Paul, you're talking about. The epitome of white trash. It's Legion. He's the epitome of white trash, and you are becoming part of Legion, which makes you part of the white trash, Paul. That's what I said, and I mean it. That's what I think of you now. I've got no respect for you. You laugh at that.
Yeah, but Jimmy, if that's true, I'm proud to be part of the white trash movement.
Well, be proud of it. I don't give a. Nobody cares what you think. The show's dead. You killed the show. I talk to people all the time. They say, "You mean you still listen to that stinking crap?" I said, "Well, a little bit, but not much. But I'm trying to get away from it, and I'm not gonna call it anymore. I'm not gonna help the show anymore. And I know you miss me calling it, but I'm telling you, Paul, you got a horrible show. You got a scumbag. This guy Legion, he's far worse than Bangladesh boy, Bangladesh AC. Far worse because he's at heart a lying, sticking scumbag, a godless, unfit, uncivilized." Unhuman being. That's what Legion is. I'm telling you, and I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I get mad, and I get mad because this scumbag has
Jim,
been
one question. Where'd you buy this phone?
Is the phone all right now, Paul, since I'm not hollering?
Well, it sounds a little better. It sounds like you got this in a Sports Illustrated box.
Well, it doesn't matter what I got. Don't matter if I don't have your money. I don't care. I don't need your money, Paul. See,
you don't need to have money to buy a phone that people can hear.
You can insult me anytime you want to.
I mean, I just got a text from Verizon. I can sign up for free if I get the new iPhone.
Like you said, Paul, it doesn't bother Tim Tebow, and it doesn't bother me. And I'll tell you why it really doesn't bother me, because I know what I am inside, and you're not close to what I'm inside, and so is neither is Legion, and neither is any of these stupid callers you have now. They're horrible. The only decent caller you got is Augie, sometimes John from Louisville, and but you don't put on guys that made you like Iman and Lee. We made you, pal, and we don't give a shit about you.
Okay, we'll take a short break. We're obviously, we might have to stick around tonight with what Mr. Jim said right there, but we will be back. Don't go anywhere, please.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back. I'm Ann, who's up next.
Good afternoon.
Hey there.
You know, Paul, I didn't make you. I think your parents made you. And you just took it a step further. You became you, and this is who you are today. And, you know, did maybe some people contribute some phone calls here and there? Yeah, I contributed a few, I guess, but I didn't make you. You're your own man. You're doing your own thing. So now I'm white trash. Yeah, part of it white. I guess if you're going to get race into the mix, I guess I identify as white. But I'm far from trash. I'm far from trash, legend. And I don't think you're man enough to say I'm trash face to face. And didn't Legend come on here and say that he was married to a stripper one time there, Paul? He married a stripper, black hats and all. Is there any truth to the rumor that DJ K-Dub repossessed Legend's wife for lack of payments? Have a good day.
Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. You know what? Hey, I didn't marry no stripper. I mean, they were far from that. I can tell you that. I had two marriages.
Hey, by the way, Handsome Joe, I don't have a problem. I mean, strippers are women who are trying to make a living. What's the big deal?
Right. I got a friend of mine. He's got, you know, him and his wife. They're, you know, she used to. She don't now. And they've got a, you know, great family now. You know, good. I go to church, and you know they're just down to earth, good people now. Both of them work hard, got regular jobs, and it happens, Paul. But Jim and Jim.
What's the old line? Some of my best friends are strippers.
Well, I can't say but my best friend, but I've known a couple. I'll just leave it at that, Paul. Back in the day, but Jim needs to chill out, Paul. I mean, it sounds like he's got diaper rash and he lost his baby bottle or something up. But, you know, he calls in here and he starts talking, trash talking you. And Legend, every time he calls in, it's Legend. It's Legend, Legend, Legend. He got Legend syndrome.
Joe, help me with this because you live in the same state. He said everywhere he goes, people said the show's dead. Nobody listens anymore.
Well, Paul,
I went and got my tag. They had a lady in there said, hey, I heard you on Feinbaum. But see, people around here still listen to you. They what? And what people tell me is they don't like, they like it better when they don't hear Jim's voice on here. That's what I hear. But that, hey, people listen to you around here. They love the show. So, I mean, I don't know where he's.
Okay, I just wondered. I was starting to worry. I mean, we're in the business of trying to stay in business. And if Jim says the show's dead, then we have to figure out what's wrong. And by the way, we have figured it out. Joe, you know what the problem with the show is?
People like Jim.
It's people like Jim that make the show dead.
Right. And if they don't like it, turn
we need a younger caller base.
There's some shows I don't like, but I don't call them in to tell them I don't like them. I mean, that's just ignorant, Paul. I mean, that's,
you're right.
I don't
you're
get
right.
it.
You're right.
But one thing I got tickled at this, I kind of got tickled this guy that called in from Louisiana and said he's started a podcast, and then he said he's got one, and he's got two followers on there. Paul, he sounded like he just got out of bed or he just left our man's house. I mean, he sounded like he, you know, just got done with a plate of edibles. I mean, I've listened to a couple of podcasts, and one thing the good ones that have in common is they're entertaining. Like Legend would have a great, great podcast.
You know, somebody, Handsome Joe, somebody's missing out on opportunity to do a Feinbaum caller podcast where you and Legend and
that's right.
World.
It's kind of like an all span of Feinbaum.
I mean, can you imagine a Feinbaum? You get like a round table Feinbaum caller podcast. That could end up in Hollywood. Hey, thanks for the call. Larry, would you be on the podcast?
Yeah, man. You said younger callers. Where am I going?
Yeah, no.
You think I'm going to die tomorrow or something?
Well, but Larry, you got to remember, Larry, you're still 8 years younger than Jim. Larry, as we used to say, you're a youngin' compared to Jim.
I know, man. I swear every day at the end of this show, somebody spoils it. Somebody ruins that whole day. And I'm tired of it. Damn it. That's the end on a good note.
Larry, we got a guy after you that's gonna make sense out of it all.
Yeah, but I'm gonna pray for him. He needs some freaking help. Quit ending with this crap on this show.
Okay.
This has been a damn good fun show, and you guys
been.
Ruin it. Stop
I hear you.
It.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that. Squirrel is up next.
Black hat, white trash. How you doing, brother?
We are doing great.
did I not tell you yesterday that Jim is the Reverend Jim Olstein is the most potty mouth caller that we have on the show? And he proved it to everybody today. How did that get by the sensors, the button? Slow on the trigger?
I don't know if you've read, but, you know, things are a little bit tighter around here than they used to be.
Yeah, everybody's got labor shortages. So
yeah, a little belt tightening here at the old company.
but yeah, no surprise there by the Reverend Jim. He's the gift that just keeps on giving. That's all I got to say about Jim. But been a lot of Lou Holtz talk, and ironically, Lou Holtz came to Oak Ridge when I was in ninth grade and spoke at our junior high football banquet. And he was coaching North Carolina State back in those days. I don't know if you remember him from back then. And I think one reason he came is there was a guy from Oak Ridge on his team that was an All-American, Stan Fritz, that played for the Wolf Pack. Then he played for the Cincinnati Bengals in the mid-70s. And I think maybe that had a lot to do with it. But he did magic tricks during his talk. I don't know.
I knew Lou did that.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember him doing a lot of magic tricks, and he was just a real interesting talker, and I've kind of kept up with him over the years there. So it was good to hear him, to see he's back in the news, and good to hear he's back alive.
He is back alive after last weekend.
Yeah, that's good. I thought the old dude had passed away, but I'm glad he's still alive and kicking. But thanks for taking my call. Aloha.
Thank you. No, I think I mentioned I did an event with Lou, and I got his number right here. We might call him one of these days and get him back, because we've had him a couple of times, and he's always fantastic. So. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.